from verse 30 on, we are now in the promised land of Israel. So the people are now in this land. And I think it is very important that the first person who is mentioned with his faith is not Joshua. Joshua had faith without any doubt. And verse 30, I think it speaks about Joshua. But we didn't have his name in this verse. But the first name which we have is Rahab. And Rahab is a person which is not from the people of Israel. And I think the Holy Spirit wants to show us that faith is not a question if you are of the people of Israel. Faith is a question if you believe in God or not. And that could be sometimes people of Israel, but it could be also to people who are from the Gentiles. And for this, Rahab is a picture. So faith is not a question of your belonging to a special tribe. It's only a question if you have the foundation or the basis which we had in the beginning. And the first faith which we found was by Abel, who offered. So the foundation for faith or the basis for faith is the offering. And that is to believe in the Lord Jesus. And I think that Rahab is a picture of this. Because in this chapter, and I think that is very important, we have a moral teaching. We find this because you mentioned it a couple of minutes before, that the names are changed. Of course, there is at first Barak and then Gideon. But Gideon is a picture of obedience. And Barak is a picture of privilege. Then we have Samson and Jephthah. Samson is a picture of somebody who is a, what do you say in English? Nazarite. And the other one is Jephthah. Jephthah is a picture of somebody who is misunderstood by his people. So we have a moral teaching in a moral order. And that is the main topic in this last part of Hebrews 11, which is now in front of us.
When it speaks of Rahab, your translation might say, she, by faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe. But many other translations, really the word should be, who did not obey. And this develops what we had really all day, that what we're saying about Rahab is she did obey. What was she obeying? She tells the spies, our hearts melted 40 years ago when you crossed the Red Sea. We have been afraid of the power of your God since we heard what happened at the Red Sea and then again at the Jordan River. The report of God's power had come to the people of Jericho. The people of Israel, they said, oh, we're so afraid of the people of the land, our hearts melted within us. They should have just trusted the Lord 40 years before, because the people of the land were afraid of their God. And the message of seeing what God had done was in itself a call to obedience. And Rahab did not perish with those who did not obey. Everybody else said, well, we are afraid of the God of the people of Israel, but we are going to resist him. Our hearts have melted, but we are going to resist him. We are not going to give in. Whereas Rahab accepted the call to repentance that was implied in the power of God.
To me personally, I find it very interesting when it comes to this wonderful sister by name of Rahab. It's the first Gentile that is on the line of faith. But when you consider the teachings of the New Testament, whether Paul or James, they bring Abraham as an example, but also Rahab as an example. It's a sister that probably went through tremendous exercises of the previous men we were talking about. One of the thoughts is that she feared for her household, like Noah, because she wanted to make sure that her household is secure as well. She was familiar with the aspect of the scarlet, the red, that there is no shelter other and apart from the blood of the Lord Jesus. Many of the things we have discussed earlier could be seen in her. No wonder that by the grace of God only, she was also on the line of the genealogy of the Lord Jesus. Who would have thought of this other than the grace of God? It's impossible. But how wonderful to see that aspect of things. But when it comes to the walls, there's no mention of people or they. There is the thought of collective, and they were compassed about 7 days. Nothing else about they. But the scripture clearly says, by faith, the walls of Jericho. And it teaches me one thing, dear saints, that we need to hold on. That faith in God removes every obstacle. Regardless of what the obstacle might be, faith would remove it. And that's what we see in the walls of Jericho.
And as to these others in verse 32, we have the names, but not what they did or what they're being recorded for here in this verse. And so there probably are various ways to look at them. I would propose an additional way, in addition to what's been proposed, that these two pairs are intentional, and both Gideon and Barak gave in to fear. And in a way, Barak's fear was a model for Gideon, unfortunately. But when God remembers them, he sees their faith. We have emphasized that today in this chapter, God sees their faith. In their record, Barak was fearful. Gideon also was fearful. But God remembers their faith. Samson and Jephthah, we might say they were foolish or perhaps even fleshly. Jephthah was very rash when he declared, well, I'm going to give to God whatever comes out of my house first if he gives me the victory. I'll bargain with God and I'll show my dedication afterwards. It was foolish. It was rash. And Samson, in a way, is considered the moral result of Jephthah's rashness. But God remembers their faith. And David and Samuel, perhaps we might say in their case, the concern in their history would be that they were failing. In their old age, they were failing. David in his sin with Bathsheba. Samuel in making his own sons judges, and they were corrupt. He hadn't really trained his sons after him. When he came to anoint David, he looked at the oldest of Jesse's sons. He said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. And he had to learn that the Lord does not judge on the outward appearance. As an old man, Samuel had to learn this. But when God records them, he just mentions that they lived by faith. It shows two things. One, that our failures do affect others. Just as our faith can affect others, our failures do affect others too. But God is greater than our failures.